Hey, True Crimers, it's your host, Jonah B, and welcome to another episode of True Crime-ish, where we try to tell the crimes as true as possible around here. If you cannot tell by the title, this week is going to be a lot different than previous weeks. This marks episode number 27, making almost 7 full months since we have been at this, highlighting 22 cases, covering about 24 murderers, telling the stories of over 3 dozen victims, and getting out 20 highly underreported missing people of color cases. And I honestly could not be more proud of us. When I first had the thought of starting my own podcast, I procrastinated and procrastinated and procrastinated some more. But I finally talked to my sister, the infamous co-writer, and we have hit the ground running since, with a few stumbles for myself, but running nonetheless. I was so consumed with thoughts of logos and intro music and photo shoots and creating the true crime-ish image and wondering who was going to listen. And that honestly scared me and continues to scare me weekly, if we're just being transparent here. And this is my episode, so heck yeah, we're going to be transparent. I even tried to belittle myself, saying that I would be fine if only one person would listen. I didn't care if that person was my mom, but you guys have put all of those thoughts to rest. We have had 1,573 downloads since we have published, and we've reached 25 countries and 229 cities, with Chicago, Minnetonka, shout out to Minnesota, and Dallas showing the most love. And all I want to do is return it all to y'all. I want to let y'all know that I feel the love, and I want to just reciprocate it by being better, working harder, and giving y'all more. And that is exactly what I plan on doing. I started this podcast because I, who considers myself a true crime connoisseur, I had just listened to so many different podcasts. I actually grew tired of their voices. I grew tired of how they were telling the story, and I just knew that I could do it better. But at this moment, I don't feel like I've hit that mark just yet, and I owe it to myself and I owe it to y'all to make sure that I'm delivering content that I am proud of. So, in 2024, I pledge my best. I don't know why I'm using words like pledge. I'm rewatching Game of Thrones, so it's really throwing off my lingo. So I've been saying a lot of my lords and your grace and I shall. But anyways, I honestly do pledge my best. I want to put my best foot forward to find the best cases, to do my best writing, to become the best editor, to truly leave my mark on the true crime community. I don't want to take up too much of y'all Monday this week. I really just wanted to pop into y'all feed and just let y'all know that, hey, we have not given up. Yes, we are taking a little break for the holidays, but we are coming back revamped, better, more committed, more consistent in 2024. And I just want to let y'all know that. But before I let y'all go today, I did want to read a note from the infamous co-writer. She just had a few words that she wanted to share with y'all going into the new year. And it goes as followed. I would like to thank my sis being me, for including me in the journey with her. The fact that both of us had an urge to highlight the cases of people who look like us was just a testament to our calling to help others. I remember growing up, and if you know, you know, in front of Walmart on a bulletin board, there were always flyers of missing people, and a lot of them looked like me. I used to wonder if anyone was really out there looking for them, because I never heard anything about them being found. So when Jonah, that is I, brought this idea to me, I immediately thought about my childhood and those Walmart bulletins. After a couple of our main cases, the idea of Missing Monday just came to me. I wanted to be one of those people who actually helped bring those kids on the flyers home. My intent for each episode is always to get the story out there so the victims are not forgotten. I love the fact that in every episode, we save how the victims lived for the end. We did that on purpose, for those names to be the last thing you hear as we close out each and every single episode. We do it in remembrance of them and the lives they should and could have lived, in hopes their names will stick with you and you can tell someone else about their story. writing these episodes as a parent, sometimes it's hard to stomach them because when children are involved, it sucks. But knowing the importance of the awareness surrounding what happens in the Black and Brown community always trumps my woes. Make sure you guys are engaging in our Instagram. We don't just post true crime-ish cases. We also highlight stories happening in the news today, other pod cases, and other missing people. So don't forget to follow us and share at True Crime-ish Insta and send us stories or missing person cases you wanted highlighted on the show. In the meantime, make sure you're caught up and share the episodes. Please, people. I know y'all be bored over the holidays, so just take this time to get your feel on True Crime-ish and share it with your loved ones. I know y'all gonna be seeing them. Thanks for the support. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and see you in 2024. And those are the loving words of my co-writer slash sister, who I'm so thankful she is going on this journey with me. I don't think I would be able to do it alone, and I don't know too many other people that I would rather do it with besides her. So, with that being said, I can't believe I won't be talking to my wall for the next couple weeks, but I cannot wait for you guys to see what we have in store for 2024. I think I'm gonna be blown away. I think y'all are gonna be blown away. Until then, eat plenty of pie. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. And I can't wait to see y'all in the new year.